Sitka police have issued a public safety alert after 18 bottles of ketamine, a drug that's often used as a date rape drug, were stolen from a local clinic. Lieutenant Barry Allen says the bottles of ketamine were discovered missing on October 10th and then reported to police as stolen that same day.
Medically, it's used as an anesthetic, you know, especially in veterinary medicine. It's a stimulant and a depressant and a hallucinogenic, and it's got analgesic properties. The biggest concern is the withdrawal effects after the drug starts wearing off. It has a tendency to leave a person with feelings of dissociation and the inability to communicate, which is why it's used as a date rape drug.
Allen says about 4 years ago, there were various incidents of something being slipped into women's drinks at local bars, and several women developed symptoms that are common with another drug, GHB, which tests positive as a methamphetamine.
You know, what was going on the last time is it kind of appeared that they were overdosing people, because what would happen is they would start getting very intoxicated after a half a beer to a, you know, a couple beers, and then they'd start getting extremely nauseated, and you know, it would last for, you know, the next 24 hours or so. And then one of the women had talked to me, you know, a week afterwards and was still experiencing some symptoms from it.
Ketamine could have similar effects to GHB, which includes nausea and vomiting. And an overdose can cause severe hallucinogenic episodes or dissociative feelings with prolonged effects. The drug is used recreationally because it produces a mellow, dreamy state. Allen says with the amount of ketamine that was stolen, people should be vigilant about where and with whom they drink, especially with the upcoming holiday weekend. He says it's important to remember that this can and has happened in Sitka.
Just make sure that you're watching your drinks and, you know, not letting anybody have time alone with them, because that's what was happening before. Was as soon as somebody turned their back on their beer or something, and they were, this stuff was getting slipped into their drink. You know, I don't know that it will be used that way, but it's definitely got the potential. And just with the sheer volume of it out there, that's my biggest concern.
If anyone suspects they have been slipped something, they should seek medical attention immediately. It is important to get a drug screen done with the first 12 to 24 hours, or as soon as possible, in order to identify the substance.